当我们沿着飞扬尘土飞扬的路面上颠簸的时候 That means when we swerved to avoid large boulders. Swerve, you know, change course. 车子左拐右拐，目的是要躲开大石块。In order to avoid large boulders, we know the conditions in front of us were very difficult because the road was littered with boulders, right? The wheel scoop up stones. 那么车轮把这个大石块都快了出来 which hammered ominously under the car. 那么这些大石块不怀好意地敲击着我们的车。We felt sure that sooner or later, a stone would rip a hole in our petrol tank or damage the engine. So, we felt sure that a stone would damage our petrol tank or the engine.那我们肯定早早晚晚一块大石头会在我们的油箱凿出一个洞或者是把马达弄坏。Because of this, we kept looking back. 因为这一点我们不断的回头看 look back, wondering if we were leaving a trail of oil and petrol behind us. That is say, the passengers inside the car wanted to know whetherThe petrol tank had been damaged or not. 那么说车里面的人是想知道这个油箱是否已经被弄坏了。Wondering, 现在分词做伴随状况状语。它是做 keep looking back 的伴随状况状语。OK? 我们一边回头看一边想是否我们已经留下了一串汽油的痕迹。那么这个油箱是否已经弄坏了呢 ?What a relief it was.When the boulders suddenly disappeared. 请同学们注意这个表达方式。What a relief it was, let us say. How relieved we were. Relieved, R-E-L-I-E-V-E-D. 我们松了一口气当那大石块突然消失不见的时候。Giving way to a straight plane. Giving, 现在分词做状语。Give way to.表示为什么所代替让步屈服于那么出现在我面前的是一片广袤的平原 A straight plain Now translate my sentence Please pay more attention to the usage of give way to The gray clouds gradually broke up and gave way to blue sky Understand me? Now once moreThe gray clouds gradually broke up and gave way to blue sky. 乌云渐渐地散去，蓝天出现了。OK, 为乌云为蓝天让了步。Now translate a sentence, please. 他无异于向你的要求屈服的。He has no intention of giving way to your demands. He has no intention of giving way to your demands.Okay, now let's move back to the text. Where the only obstacle were clumps of bushes. 而出现在我面前的唯一障碍只是一丛丛的灌木丛。But there was worse to come, let's say, but the conditions were becoming worse. 然而情况更糟糕了。Just ahead of us, there was a huge fissure. 就在我面前出现了一条巨大的裂缝。In response to renewed pleadings, Bruce stopped. Why did Bruce stop? Because he had to stop the car in response to our repeated pleadings. In response to means in reaction to. In response to 也好还是 in reaction to 也好表示作为对什么的反应。Renewed, you know, repeated.作为对于我们反复恳求的答复反应 Bruce stopped 布鲁斯把车停了下来 Though we all got out to examine the fissure 虽然我们大家都出去检查这个裂缝 He remained in the car That is say He was not in the least perturbed 他一点都不担忧 We informed him that fissure extended for 50 yards and was 2 feet wide and 4 feet deep. Extend 伸展。Even this had no effect. Let's say, even this didn't affect him.
即便是这些也对他丝毫没有影响。
Bruce went into a low gear and drove at a terrifying speed. At a terrifying speed.
布鲁斯挂上慢档。然后以飞快的速度行驶起来。
At a terrifying speed, let's say, at a horrifying speed.Keeping the front wheels astride a crack as he followed its zigzag course. In order to avoid falling into the fissure, Bruce had to keep the front wheels astride the crack.
那么为了防止这个车掉进这个大的裂缝里面去，所以布鲁斯呢不得不让两个前车轮齐跨在这个裂缝上。
When he followed its zigzag course,
那么同时呢他还要顺着弯弯曲曲的裂缝行驶。
Astride,
骑跨。
Okay. Now please translate the sentence.
这辆车正骑跨在这个裂缝上。
The car is astride the crack. Before we had time to worry about what might happen, we were back on the plane again.
我们还没来得及担心后果，车已经重新开上了平地。注意这个句式是本课的优秀句式结构。
Before we had time to worry about, still remember?
Hardly when. 同学们还是否记得 hardly when?
Now translate a sentence.
他还没来得及安顿好，就把这房子卖掉了。
He had hardly had time to settle down.When he sold the house.
那么完全可以用 before 这个表达方式来替代。
Before, he had had time to settle down. He sold his house.
请同学们把本文的语句变成 hardly when 结构。
So, we had hardly had time to worry about what might happen when we were back on the plane again.
Understand me?
Hardly when, before, okay. Bruce consulted the map once more and told us the village was now only 15 miles away. Our next obstacle was a shallow pool of water about half a mile across.
我们的下一个障碍是一个小浅水湾。那么这个浅水湾呢，大约是半英里宽。
Bruce charged at it.
Charged, 像是猛扑，布鲁斯向他冲了过去。
But in the middle, let's say in the middle of the water,
但是在水塘的中间
the car came to a grinding halt.
Okay, come to a grinding halt, come to a grinding stop. 车咔嚓一声停了下来。
A yellow light on the dashboard flashed angrily.
仪表盘上的黄色的小灯闪着刺眼的光芒。
And Bruce cheerfully announced that there was no oil in the engine.
Cheerfully, 第一个小小的副词就说明了布鲁斯是一个非常乐观的人物。所以布鲁斯兴勃勃的、高兴的向大家宣布说，发动机里没有油了。
So we know, according to the word cheerfully, Bruce is.Optimistic person. So much for the text. When you are free, you'd better recite or retell the story. It is wonderful for us if you want to learn how to describe this condition or terrible situation, right?